This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Right. Two nights ago, she performs for Elon Musk. Last night, she's performing for LeBron James. Love him or hate him, either one of them, but they're two of the biggest names on the planet. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Gordon performs for you. What a blessing.
What?
God,
wow.
I
found it in my very busy schedule.
God bless. Thank you.
For my number one job.
Is this the... Really? This is the number one job?
Yeah, dude. Can I just tell you?
This is the one with the medical.
Yes. This one makes sure I'm going to live a long life.
You could say a lot of things about Odyssey. Our medical insurance is pretty good.
It's the bomb. I still don't know how to access my physical cards. If you could help me during the break. But we do have it. Can I just tell you, though?
They should have sent those to your home.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't get them.
I get the idea that you're one of those. Here's what I've learned about you, my very dear friend, who I love very much. Say that up front.
Uh-huh, where's this going?
They are sitting in a pile of mail somewhere in your house.
Yeah. I probably shredded them, to be honest with you. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't need this.
Did you get that? I can't, how many times I go, and it's cool. It's cool, because I know this is us.
Yeah.
This is our relationship. Did you get the email I sent you? Did you check? Maybe. Yep, there it is right there.
It's the bane of my existence. I can literally do so many cool things, and then small tasks. You're like, bro, are you good? And I'm like, I guess I'm, no, I guess I'm not. Don't know where they are.
Except you're very detailed. Here's the funny part. Michaela and I are the same person. And it was not until 10, 12 years ago that I was the guy that had a pile of stuff on like their coffee table.
Yeah.
You know, in their living room.
That's my current.
I would have a pile of stuff and would never go through it. And it would be like, well, didn't you get that? I have a friend, this happened one time. So then they think that it happens all the time type of thing.
I hate that.
But they were like, is this a check? And it was literally, I'd gotten a check and it was substantial. It was like, it was $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah.
And then it was just sitting there, and the check had been sitting there for, I don't know. Obviously they had they dated it the day that they wrote the check.
Of course.
And then it took a while to get to me and all of that. And then it sat on my coffee table for a week. But it's 3 weeks past the date that's on the check.
Sure.
And they're like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because I had a check for like $3,500.
That just happened to me. And it sat on the fridge.
Yeah.
All I needed to do was deposit it. Yeah. I'm not balling like that where I don't need to deposit it.
Needed the money.
I just did it.
Bounced my rent check.
Negative.
Bounced. No, had to pay an extra $35 because I bounced my freaking rent check because I didn't put the other check in.
God, does that make us ADD? What are our symptoms here?
No, just eventually you got to get some discipline and grow the you-know-what.
Oh, okay,
up.
Good. Yeah, very good.
I mean, that's bottom line. But ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Gordon is here. Guest starring on the Chet Buchanan Show today.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. People seem to like having the choice of the Porter Robinson smile on Saturday night at Fontainebleau. Or to go to Nick Swartzen, toilet head. could two things be any more opposite?
No.
That's at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian, also on Saturday, both courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. 702-364-9898, caller number 25, you get your choice. This is quick and simple. Blair, got married 5 years ago. She was about 60 pounds heavier, 60, 60 heavier. Now she wants to redo, wants to get everybody together. Get everybody together. Get dressed up in your wedding clothes and redo her wedding pictures because she cringes when she sees 5 years ago, 60 pounds heavier Blair.
Yeah.
And she wants, you know, oh, it's my anniversary. And she wants to put up social media posts, whatever.
Of course.
But now she wants to rewrite history, basically. Mm-hmm. Wants to rewrite history. Is this cool? For the record, there are many members of this bridal party that are like, oh, hell no. First of all, we rented those tuxes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I know that there's one bridesmaid that she's gone the other direction. So that dress.
That's what I was going to say.
There's a lot with this. I think I see there's two things working right now. But first of all, you call us. We want to talk to you. 702-364-9898. I think I see a way through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
I think she's framed up her argument the wrong way.
Okay.
I think to make the medicine go down smoother.
Yeah, I hear that.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is our own damn fault. This is what we have done as a society. And Michaela has a very glaring example of why we are where we are. But apparently, remember how not so long ago it was like, oh, aren't we all just happy with who ourselves? Mm-hmm. Blair's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought we were all just supposed to be cool with whatever.
Yeah, it's hard.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Blair got married 5 years ago. She was about 60 pounds heavier. Now she wants to redo, get everybody together. No, fly to Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are worse places.
They're like, yeah, okay, we're on our way.
It's worse places to go. But she wants to get the wedding party back together and redo her wedding pictures. She don't like her wedding pictures anymore, which I hear you.
Yeah, totally hear that.
I hear you. But that's Vincent, what's up, buddy? He's the guy, right?
Yes,
Vincent. How are you, man? Were you the one that was on social media saying that that they've sold Circus?
From what I've heard, yes.
Wow.
Do you have a solid source on that?
That it's going to be a mega resort?
No way!
I'd go to that implosion,
goodbye
too.
To my childhood.
Yeah, right? I'll believe it when I see it. Anyway, what do you think about this? Can Blair demand that everyone get back together and then just forget about her wedding 5 years ago and redo the pictures?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before and afters.
Okay, you and I are kind of on the same. She's framing it up wrong.
I think so too.
Just say you're going to redo your vows and you want everybody back together and let's just recreate.
1,000,000%.
And then you get the pictures that you want. You get everything you want. You're 5 years in. You can do a vow renewal.
Yep.
But that's how you got to frame it up.
Exactly.
Don't frame it up as, I don't like these pictures now. I want them different. Because then that sounds a little selfish and a little narcissistic.
And fully recreating the moment, like, you can't, dude. It's just too much pressure on your party as well.
But we're going to redo our vows.
Yeah.
That's a totally different story. What did your sound guy say?
My sound guy said, listen, if she wants to, she can just change her body with Photoshop and AI in about 10 minutes.
It's true. It's true. We have the technology. You also noted, by the way, Vince, what do you want? You want Porter Robinson or you want Nick Swartzen?
What are the two options again?
I'm going to let you figure it out off the air. Hang on one second. There was controversy last night, the Victoria's Secret Fashion.
That's right. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show came back after a couple of years and a lot of controversy. The women look beautiful. They were all the OG models. But some women are saying, oh my God, we love it. It was great. The nostalgia. And other women are saying, man, that's how we grew up feeling. That's how we had to look.
The controversy is that they brought back the skinny ones.
The controversy is that it's just not a realistic body type for so many women.
The controversy so that it fits with this right now is that they brought back the skinny ones. And I'm here to tell you, you did that. We did that. everybody who's finding, dude, there's companies that that sell prescription drugs online and do the TV commercials. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. They usually do the stuff for hair loss and other things. They're doing generic Ozempic, or they, you know, and they're saying, hey, you don't need to go to a doctor. You can get Ozempic from us. This is all now the big, that's the big trend.
Yeah.
We've swung away from the, oh, we're all supposed to be happy with what we got. Well, apparently we're not anymore.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
nobody,
we're doing redos.
Just nobody's saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is our life now.
It's who we are. Mm-hmm.
Just be happy with what you got. And if you know what I mean? And if you want to do that, do that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Stop. Maybe you don't have to put everything on social media. What?
What does that look like?
Hold it. Let's consider that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, remember on Monday when we were talking about the Chicago Marathon and how the guy ran his own marathon around his block?
Wasn't his name Matt? Love that guy.
There's a guy in Las Vegas that we have to get on the air. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, Adrian, by Friday. Let's see if we can track down Sean Greasley. Greasley? Greasley. Greasley. Whoever knows, get Sean. We want to talk to him. He, for 23 hours, set a new Guinness World Record for the fastest time to go up and down the height of Mount Everest on stairs in his home.
Oh, my God. I mean, look, it's kind of creative, actually, if you can't make it to Mount Everest.
You may have watched this on YouTube. He climbed and descended 29,031 feet and 5.5 inches. Took him 22 hours, 57 minutes, and 2 seconds. His motivation for breaking the record was to raise money for suicide prevention.
Oh, love that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And cope with mental health issues during the COVID-19 pandemic. He himself established additional rules for the attempt, such as not being able to use the banister to simulate the conditions on Mount Everest.
But for him.
No word on whether this is why we got to talk to him. Was there snow and ice?
Sure.
Was there?
What were the weather conditions?
You know,
exactly.
How?
The AC turned up, turned down.
I have a lot of questions.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I'm just going to cut right to the chase with our buddy Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Justice for Eva! Why? If we were to isolate the vocal tracks,
yeah.
Have you ever noticed what this one does in here?
Yeah, he goes in like a
falsetto.
Yeah, it was beautiful, actually.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is for Eva. I just thought it was funny. I noticed it yesterday. I thought, well, let's see if he does it again.
Justice
for Eva.
He's a soprano.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose we all have to have a part in this chorus.
Yeah.
And there we go. Fine. Hey, Lindsay, anything new?
No updates as far as leaves and things go yet.
What'd you just say?
I said no updates as far as the leaves go yet.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Sure. And then one more plug for this event that Vegas Pet Rescue Project is doing. Was it this weekend?
So no, that one was yesterday.
Oh, well, never mind then. How did it go? Was it good?
Great.
Listen, I'm just trying to be helpful. That's all. Just trying to help.
Hey, and Alicia Clark is going to be adopting one of our puppies.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Seriously.
What a life.
No, seriously. That what a life for the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
And seriously, that... I'm trying to think of what fictional character it is that has too many animals around. I don't know what that house is like, but I think she's got a lot.
Oh, my God. My dream life.
Maybe it's just two. And who am I to talk? We almost ended up with four cats.
Yeah, you sure did. We got lucky. Two of them got adopted.
That fictional home, are you talking about mine?
How many animals do you have at your house?
I'm down to, I have four dogs and two cats.
Oof.
And just you?
and just me.
Are they big dogs or little dogs? I feel like that makes a difference.
All big.
Of course they are. And do they get territorial when you have a man visitor?
I don't have man visitors, so there's nothing to be territorial. They're just territorial of each other.
Everett, do you have lady visitors? It's none of my business. Do you have visitors?
My dogs are all friendly.
Well, I just know that we have a number of relationship rehabs that we just haven't gotten around to. Of it's either the dog or me, and I've not done that relationship rehab because I know they're going to pick the dog.
Yeah,
they're not going to get rid of the dog, but the dog is a bit of a block. If you know what I'm saying, the C block. Yeah, and the dog gets up on the bed or stairs. You know, or whatever.
I swear to God.
And then if you put them outside, they howl or scratch.
Scratch the door.
Any pet owner has been there.
1,000,000%. I think we did a story on it a couple weeks ago. How Rocco, my dog, just is very intrusive. Just running around like wildfire.
Oh, we did talk about that.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Because I laugh for a week.
Yeah. And if there was a way that dog could have set that house on
that's
fire.
That's right.
That's right. Just to make that stop happening. Stop it.
All right. That might have been TMI, but it was funny.
Well, we're all friends here. All right. Fine. Do you have any other events coming up?
Yes. I was just about to hit you with that one. So we do have our Justice for Reload pickleball tournament that's going to be coming up here on November 23rd.
What does that look like?
It's a pickleball.
Yeah.
Are you going to put Reba's face on the paddles?
Well, I know her logo right now. She's on the pickleball.
That's awesome. Yeah. Her little smushy face on the pickleball paddle.
That's a good idea.
I'll pay for those. If you want to have those made, I'll pay for those.
So cute.
I don't know that I will. That sounds expensive. But let me know how I can help. If you need help with that. Great. So where are you going to play pickleball at for Reba?
At the Red Rock Country Club.
Wow.
Ew, nice.
Wow, she. Very fancy. So we're not invited.
No, it's too nice.
You are.
We'll be invited. We're invited, but we'll get turned back at the gate.
They're like, can you guys leave?
No, they'll be like, yeah, but our name's on the list. And they'll be like, we don't care. We're not letting you in. And find out more at VegasPetRescueProject.com, I assume?
Absolutely, yep.
All right, good. Fine. All right. I think that's enough for one day. Don't you?
One more thing. Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
You're awesome. Look at you doing show stuff. All right. Have a good day. We'll talk tomorrow.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye, Auntie Lindsay.
We just love her. Lindsay Pinnefeld from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Again, there's $50,000 out there for information that leads to the conviction and or arrest. Or no, the arrest and or conviction of the people who did what they did to Reba. And we're not giving up.
No.
And the video, it's funny. Every time I see somebody will repost the video, there's a video out there of the car and the people. See, here's the thing. You know that that's that car. You know that those are those people. Now, any lawyer that's worth their salt could also go, yeah, but how do you know that they did what they did? Because you can't prove it.
Sure.
And that's what we're trying to find the link to.
Yeah.
So, but every time I see that, I go, oh, why haven't we done this yet?
I know. You know, it's so funny. Somebody stopped me the other day and they said, hey, aren't you the guys that are saving Reba? And I was like, oh, you mean the Chubby Cannon Show? They're like, yeah, we love it.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny that people, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's important
love,
to people.
Love everything you do with Toy Drive and love everything you've done with Reba.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. Two new contestants, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And you know what? We'll give you a choice. Do you want Coldplay tickets? Sure, you can have them. Do you want Joe Coy tickets? Sure, you could have those if that's what you wanted. The winner of today's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown gets to make their choice. Coming up right after Teddy Swim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Dawn Marie. We love you back. She just wrote something nice. Okay, can I just tell you? It's always the dumbest stuff that works the best.
Yeah.
Stupid video from a bit that we did on yesterday's show. How many chuggas before choo-choo?
Sure.
Probably the most engagement that we've ever had.
Oh my God, I love that.
Stupid show.
People like stupid, okay? They like fun and stupid.
So, Dawn Marie, thank you.
Thanks, Dawn Marie.
We love you back.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Two new contestants today. Who is contestant number one?
Eliza Giovi from Boulder City.
What up, Eliza?
Cool name.
What up?
How is Boulder City not on this list?
Dang.
Wow. Yeah, you could be the first champion from Boulder City. Who is her contestant?
We got Rebecca Miller, Boca Park.
Boca Park is what? Oh, no, they've only got one win? God, doesn't it feel like Boca Park's played this game a lot?
1,000,000%.
Huh. How close are you to Bonefish Grill? I was stalking you the other night. Rebecca?
What's that?
Yeah, huh? Hello, we're on the air, just so you know.
Hi, you were breaking up a little.
Well, these things happen. Yeah, you know why? Because cell service sucks in Boca Park. We all know it. It's tough over there and by downtown Summerlin. We all know.
There it is.
The price you pay for living on the west side.
Period.
Yeah. All right. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Buzz in with your name. Do not answer until you get called on, just so that there's no confusion. You know what I mean? And that you don't, because you might think you buzzed in first, but you may very well, you know, might not have.
Sure.
Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
A bar song, Tipsy, is still the number one song in the country. Who's the singer?
I believe that was...
Eliza.
Yeah, I think that was Rebecca who got in first.
No. Eliza.
Okay, we heard you, but we heard Rebecca first.
Nope, that wasn't me. I don't know.
Okay, well then go Eliza. Well then who yelled at the beginning?
I'm not sure. I heard what you heard, but
you heard what I heard.
It might have just been Eliza.
Might have been Eliza trying to remember what her name was. All right, cool. Okay, Eliza, what's the answer?
Shaboozy.
Yeah, Shaboozy. And Eliza goes out for it. Right. I love that you
I'll
did that,
not
by
to
the
yell.
Way. No, I think you should
we
buzz
love
in.
It.
You should buzz in that. Like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Okay. All right, one zip, Eliza.
Adriana Lima, Alessandra Ambrosio, and Tyra Banks all walked in what iconic runway show that made
Rebecca,
a comeback?
Rebecca.
Oh, that was Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rebecca, do you have an answer?
Yes. Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Runway show?
Yes. Victoria's Secret Runway show. We're tied at one.
Intense.
This is chaos. Isn't
I love it. Okay. I love it, girls.
Everybody focus.
Last night was the Victoria's Secret's runway show, and this 78-year-old singing legend joined the stage to sing her hit song, Believe. What's her name?
Cher is 78 years old.
Yes, dude, and she looked amazing and sounded amazing.
78?
You wouldn't know that Armenian skin was gleaming, honey.
That's true.
She just looked gorgeous.
Armenian don't, whatever that saying is. I don't know.
My fiance's Armenian. I'm like, hello, who are you? Her mom or grandma? They just doesn't go anywhere. It just stays on their skin.
Yeah, you got black don't crack. You got Asian don't raisin. You know, yeah. Armenian don't. We got to come up with one.
Okay. Henry Winkler says he did the movie The Waterboy as a last minute favor to the starring comedian.
Okay.
What's his
name?
Becca for the win.
Dang it.
Adam Sandler.
I'm sorry, what was the answer?
Adam Sandler
is correct. Becca is our new champion.
Dang it. Holy cow.
Listen, I'm so into this. These guys are on fire.
Good job, girl.
I'm not going to lie. I'm afraid of both of you.
I have goosebumps.
She got goosebumps.
It's so good. Eliza, we love you and everybody in Boulder City. Let's try again one day, okay?
Yes, love you guys.
We got to do a field trip and have lunch out at Southwest Grill.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called Southwest Diner. Southwest Diner.
That's what I meant.
Wow. Just bring me and I'll forgive you.
Eliza, I'm scared of you. No, we will. We'll have lunch. We should do that. All right. Hey.
Cool.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We have a choice to make, Rebecca, as you are now the second winner from Boca Park ever. Would you like Coldplay tickets or would you like Joe Coy tickets?
I think we'll do Coldplay.
Okay. Was that obvious and I missed it? Sorry. Coldplay for you next June, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation, the Music of the Spheres World Tour, delivered by DHL at Allegiant Stadium. And then we will see you back tomorrow as you defend your brand new title as the champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey today?
That'll be Carrie Priceler from Hendertucky.
Oh, hello, Carrie Priceler. Before we go any further here, may I also tell you the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. You should bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey and mashed potatoes and all the fixings. And oh my God, and it's from Barry's, so it's going to be amazing. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. Something else I had to tell you, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know. You ready for your survey?
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. You don't sound very...
I don't know.
You don't sound very ready. Hey, is it inappropriate? Is it too soon to... somebody's asking. They wanted like a relationship rehab, a P1's court,
sure,
or whatever. Is it too soon for Halloween to do a fancy suit with bottles of baby oil?
Oh my God, I saw this.
And go as did you? Somebody else is doing it?
Somebody posted if it's okay.
Literally, I just got asked.
Yeah.
A second ago. Uh-huh. Is it too soon to go as Diddy for Halloween?
Yikes. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little too soon, probably.
Michaela?
Yeah.
Adrian?
Too soon.
Yeah. Antarky. There's a lot we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a... There's none of this that's good. And I know you think you're funny, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Is it normal, a friend of ours was asking, is it normal to sit in your car after you get home to decompress before you go inside? Is that a normal thing?
Probably. I don't know. I'm always anxious to get home. So, but my kids are all adults now. So maybe I would spend more time in the car if they were still younger.
Yeah, Vanessa's done it for years. Her husband thinks she's weird. And you have reacted strongly yet non-verbally to this, Michaela. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I decompress in my car before I go into anywhere. I'll take 5 minutes. And Lisa, my fiance, thinks it's so weird. She's like, I'm in the house. And I'm like, no, I'm vibing. I just sit in my car for 5 to 10 minutes everywhere.
Adrian.
100% have to.
I make good use of the drive home. I make good use of driving.
Sure.
To do that. So I get it. I get the concept. I don't think it's that weird.
Yeah.
Not really. Huh. I had one more and now I can't find it. Where did it go? My last one for you. No, I don't know. What are you gonna wear to Joe Coy?
I don't know. I got time to think about it, right? So
This is true. Oh, this is what it was. A buddy of ours said, Brian says, we're so busy the next 2 months, we've decided we're putting up our tree on November 1st.
Oh, my God.
When else would you do it? When do you put... Isn't that when you do it? Halloween's over. Let's go.
Sure.
We're not those people. We're day after. We're Thanksgiving weekend people.
Yeah, I know a lot of those type of people. I do put mine up on November 1st. I can't get enough of it, but I get judged harshly.
Carrie, when do you put your tree up?
on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're Thanksgiving weekend people. When do you put your tree up, Adrian?
After Halloween, between Thanksgiving. There's not a set date. Somewhere around there, though.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving, for sure.
Yeah. They were like November 1st. And literally, when I first saw that, I went, well, duh. But then I realized.
Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving. But I guess there's probably three types of people. November 1st people.
Yep.
Well, actually, there's four type of people. November 1st people, Thanksgiving weekend people. We might not put up a tree at all people.
Uh-huh.
Or my tree's already up people. You know what I mean?
Like, and all your people.
Yeah, we just, because you know the way you do that? You put a sheet over it. You put a sheet over your tree, and then it's a ghost for Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you see, you're ready to go. It's easy. Have fun at Joe Coy, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
That wasn't so tough.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Alana is mad and wants to take her maid of honor out of her wedding because she just found out that her maid of honor, who they've been friends with their whole life.
Sure.
Did her maid of honor. Now it's a speech. It used to be a toast. Now it's a speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her maid of honor speech. That she did it with ChatGPT. And she's mad at her because she thinks it should have come from her heart and not from her computer. We'll discuss. I have a copy of it. At first, I was like, I hear you. You know, like this makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. While you're mad, I don't know if it's a fireable offense.
Sure.
Kick her out of the wedding for it. Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Uh-huh.
But I got a copy of the speech. Solid.
Uh-huh.
No, it's really good. We'll share the whole thing with you in just a minute. Just in time for Toy Drive. It's 50 days out, 55-0 days out from Toy Drive as of today. And this is the last day of warmth that we're going to have for the foreseeable future.
Crazy.
Cold front moves in tomorrow. The wind will kick up later on today. The temperatures will plummet. So it'll be warmish tomorrow, and then the temperatures plummet literally on Friday. Now, for us, we're talking about 70.
But that's cold. Everyone in their car is like, shut up, Michaela.
Spoken like a true Vegas born and raised girl.
I'm grabbing God my mittens and scarf.
Yeah, Cleveland guy over here.
This is heaven. Yeah, it's the best time of the year.
Yeah, I know. But for the record, you're just as annoying as she is. You know what I mean? Cold weather guy. Oh, I wear shorts all year long. No one cares, dog. Well, you don't have to shovel sunshine. Yeah, well, you can't shovel wind either, and the wind is freaking cold.
Uh-huh.
So, no, it'll be an adjustment period.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to bust out the hoodies.
Same, me too. I actually did. I got a new cream hoodie that I tried on today. It's white, lovely. So we're really risking. It is. It may only get one use because I love spilling my coffee and spray tan all over myself, but today it's really showing up.
Relationship rehab. This one's got a little bit to it, so we probably better go. First time, long time, she says. That used to be a way, if you were calling us for the first time,
uh-huh,
that you've been listening to the show for a long time. And a lot of shows.
Cute.
A lot of talk shows and stuff do that. First time, long time, though, she wrote. I'd sure love a P1's court on this one. You know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, why not? P1's court.
It's the P1's court. It's the P1's court.
I just found out that my maid of honor... It's P1's court edition of relationship rehab. Just found out that my maid of honor did her speech at my wedding. Oh, this was already done. Oh, no. She miswrote that. I just found out that my maid of honor did her speech for my wedding with ChatGPT. Got it. She was bragging to the other bridesmaids that she's used it to write the whole thing. We've known each other for 20 years, our whole lives. I'm so mad. I told her that if she can't take the effort to write a real speech from the heart, that I will be replacing her.
Oh.
She said I'm blowing it out of proportion and overreacting. Do I have a case here?
Girl.
May I just address up front?
Yeah.
Can we all agree that this is a bit of an overreaction?
Yes.
Now, I think the real question is it bad to use the technology? At first, I agreed that it was bad to use the technology.
Really?
Yeah. But then I dug a little deeper and I said, hey, would you mind sharing a little bit about this?
Mm-hmm.
So she put me in contact with the friend.
Oh, dang.
And so we dug a little deeper. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's 1,000,000% brilliant. And I don't really. Alana, do you have a case? Sure. Sure, you have a case.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9890. And I would like to share together. We have Nick Swartzen tickets for you. If you're free on Saturday, our friends at Live Nation have given us tickets to give to you, Nick Swartzen, Toilet Head, at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian Saturday night, which is a great room. Literally, it's like Nick Swartzen's performing in your living room for you.
Yeah, cool.
You know what I mean? That's that kind of room.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Before you judge, I want you to have all the information, and we'll give it to you next.
Just woke up from...
Ooh, Alana just found out that her maid of honor did her speech for her wedding with ChatGPT. She's mad. It should have come from the heart, she said. She told her that, and they've been friends all their lives, about 20 years now.
Sure.
Said that if she can't take the effort to write a real speech, I mean, this is a quote. If she can't take the effort to write a real speech from the heart, I'll replace her.
Oof.
We all agree that's too much, right? That's blown out of. We know that's an overreaction, right? We all know that, Melissa. We know that, right?
100%.
Is it bad that she employed the technology?
No, I did the same thing, and I've been best friends with my best friend for 25 years.
Love this.
How did it turn out? Was it amazing? Yeah.
It was amazing, but here's the thing. You have to give ChatGPT information. So I had to go in and give all the information to ChatGPT about my best friend, her character traits and flaws and stories of us growing up. I suck at words. And my best friend is like an English major. Like, I was not going to embarrass myself up there in front of her and all these people. So I reached out to ChatGPT as well.
Yeah,
and it was amazing.
There's expectations.
Yeah. And you would have had no idea had I not said anything.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. She ran her mouth, and that's what got her in trouble, because she was bragging to the bridesmaids. Here's my unsolicited advice, says our buddy Lindsay Pinnefell. Here's my unsolicited advice. No, it was solicited. We did ask.
Yeah.
We always ask. We always want your advice.
Tell us, Auntie Lindsay.
Everybody. That goes for anybody. You still have to type in what your thoughts and feelings are. So technically it did come from the heart.
Exactly. That's what Melissa just said too. I could not agree more.
So this was Alana's maid of honor. Here's what she wrote as the prompt. I said, give me as much as you can. Tell me what you wrote for the prompt, everything else. Write a short maid of honor speech that I can give to my best friend that I've known for 20 years for her wedding. We both liked My Little Pony and the band NSYNC growing up. We also once dated the same boy without knowing it. Make it funny. Aww. Here's what it came up with. I'm blank, and I have had the absolute privilege of being blank's best friend for, checks watch, about 20 years now. So basically, since we were knee-deep in My Little Pony and NSYNC posters, we had a very sophisticated taste, clearly.
Cute.
In all those years, we've been through everything together, from slumber parties and bad haircuts to that one time we dated the same boy without even knowing it. Seriously, what are the chances of that? And honestly, I think we both agree, groom's name, you're way better than that guy.
Love.
Bride's name, you've always been the Fluttershy to my Pinkie Pie. Is that my Little Pony reference?
I don't know. Must be.
Yeah, it is.
You've always been the Fluttershy to my Pinkie Pie, and just like Fluttershy, you've got a heart so big it can barely fit in this room today.
Aww.
I couldn't be happier to see you find someone who matches your kindness, loyalty, and love for cheesy 90s music. So here's to you, Ann Gruden's name. May your love be as timeless as an NSYNC reunion that we're all still waiting for, and as magical as the friendship we've shared all these years. I love you both. Cheers.
Are you kidding me?
That's perfect.
It's so sweet.
And it's not 20 minutes of inside jokes.
Yeah.
And roast jokes that people try to do because they think they're funny.
Listen, I just did a wedding and they gave two speeches. The speeches were each 15 minutes long. They were horrible. They were full of inside jokes. It did not go over well with the crowd. I mean, I was just the wedding singer. Why do I care? But it didn't go well. This, amazing.
As a guy who hosts a lot of events, speeches kill events.
Yes. I love it.
Hey, by the way, Melissa, can we interest you in Nick Swartzen tickets?
I would love that.
Saturday, be there.
I'll be there. Thank you so much.
Have fun.
Did you have something? It sounded like you were going to add something else in at the end.
I was just going to say, at this point, how would the bride know if she didn't change it? She could be like, okay, I wrote this.
Yeah, sure. she ran her mouth, and now I get it. Alana, whatever, is standing on business. You know what I mean? It's her principles right now, and so somehow she feels that this is less than.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more than. You saved yourself with her doing that. Well, how long was that speech? 2 minutes? Minute and a half?
Yeah, and there's so many people that are like, people aren't good speakers. That speech could have gone so many different ways. She could have been drunk. We've seen it all.
No, this is
that
brilliant.
That was perfect.
This is brilliant.
Honestly, I'd be mad at Alana. If I were the best friend, I would be mad at Alana that she's seemingly maybe kicking me out of the wedding. Yeah, turn it on her.
You don't deserve me in my awesome speech.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. That's great. All right, Melissa, hang on 1 second. You're awesome, as always.
Thank you.
She spells Bailey. Her last name is Bailey, mm-hmm. and it's Wise. It's B-A-Y.
Oh, nice.
I dig that. Did you want to add something, Dorothy? You've waited on hold all this time. I figure we give you a shot at least.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you want to add something else?
Not really. I just thought it was amazing that I got through and that you guys are having a wonderful, great morning.
Well, we think
my little ones
amazing.
Are listening to you as well. So thank
hi,
you.
Guys.
Can we give you a
check? And my two best friends at Mandalay Bay, we call all the time, so we really appreciate it.
What part of Mandalay do you work at?
The front desk.
Love that.
The welcome, baby.
You know what? This is a long-standing tradition. There have been Mandalay front desk people calling this show for a long time.
It's awesome.
That's really, really cool. Thank you.
No, of course. Thank you.
By the way, you know what? Chet Buchanan Show shirts for you and all of your friends. Okay? Hang on 1 second. Adrian, seriously, set her up for her and all of her front desk buddies. I know you could wear them underneath. Nobody would ever know.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Pictures.
All right. Hang on.
Yeah,
yes,
please.
You have to. All right. Hang on 1 second. No, that's awesome. Don't be afraid of the technology. I think at this point, I mean, it's way better than robots. You know what I mean?
You're just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it...
You may have heard me talking about it a minute ago. 50 days until Toy Drive, which means then that we're like what? 64, 65 days away from Christmas, somewhere around there. You turn that on?
Okay. Crazy.
I got you. So Toy Drive is coming and then Christmas right after that. We've got cash in $5,000 chunks that we want to give to you. Okay, so just listen in just a second. We'll tell you how to get it. All you have to, it's the same thing that you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's easy. That can get you your money. So Adrian says, Angela was the one who found the urn in the gutter on Annie Oakley. We've seen your IG feed and everything. So Adrian says that you had quite the adventure yesterday.
Yeah, it's
still an adventure. So I have children. I didn't know how to explain the whole urn thing to them, so I kind of just let them watch my IG. And so they watched it, and I was really taken back because they both genuinely felt bad. Like, oh, that's really messed up. So I told them, you know, it's on the counter, and, you know, they came over and said hi to their grandfather on the counter and said hello to, we named it, it's AO, because we don't know if it's a boy or girl, and we found it on Annie Oakley.
So it's AO. Oh, that's cute.
Like Freddie Mercury? AO.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Exactly.
I got you.
And so AO and my dad are still on the counter. We had dinner. You know, we've kind of just adopted it, basically, or fostered it until we find AO's home.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Are there... So here's the one question that I didn't ask you yesterday. There's no identifying marks on this thing, are there?
No. The only thing... Hold on. I'm going to put you on the counter and pick up AO. AO's quite heavy.
As you can see on your radio right now.
Yeah, you know. India. It says made in India, but it's like a sticker that's like striped off. But if you look at it like really close, like it was hand etched.
Well,
you know, it's beautiful.
So everybody who's been going, take it to Palm Mortuary, take it to da 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 da, they'll figure it out. No, there's nothing to identify this.
Yeah.
Part.
No, you've seen I opened it yesterday. I just opened the top. I didn't want to dig around in there. I know, it's kind of weird, you know, and a little bit it got on me, and I was like, I can't want to take a shower.
There was also the thought, somebody in Michaela's DM said...
Yeah, they hit me and asked if it was a pet. It could possibly maybe be an animal, a dog. I know I have my dog's ashes. That's not so far-fetched.
Does that matter?
It's pretty heavy to be like a dog. I mean, maybe a horse. I don't know. I have no idea. So, but I'm thinking the bag's open. I'm thinking I'm just going to, you know, when my daughter's taking a nap, I think I'm just going to open the urn again with some gloves and a mask and actually lift the bag because the bag's open.
Because you said in your dad's that there was a note.
No, it has like an identification. Like there's like a little dog tag.
Ashes have dog tags.
You know, so if you wanted to travel with him, you know, you have the identification for the ashes.
Huh.
Let's take a look.
Urns usually have two tags. Number one, the urn has one at the bottom to tell you where it like came from or where it's at. And then the ashes themselves have a tag as well.
Why do you know this?
Because after all these people hit our text line, I researched this to find identification points. And they said there's usually two tags on the urn and on the ashes itself.
Do you want to bring
on the urn? It says made in India, and when I opened it up, the only thing it was just a bag with like it looked like it was just a zip tie on there. So I'm thinking maybe if it was thrown out, maybe it's on the bottom of the urn.
I was going to offer to help you, and then I thought, no, I don't want to do that.
No, Michaela's like, yes, Michaela.
You know, I will go. No, yeah, glove me up. I'm there for you. Whatever you need.
Okay,
me and you.
Well, I'll meet you up right now. My kids, I'm on a schedule.
No.
I got to check with my client.
No, we can do this tomorrow. We can do it Friday. We can do it later. We can wait until Halloween.
I feel like I'm getting attached to it because I talk to it, you know, and it's like it bums me out.
Okay, well, let's keep the crazy in the bag just for a minute.
Literally, the crazy in the bag.
Let's keep the crazy in the urn just for a second. No, I don't know. Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to. You can adopt it. Like we said, maybe your dad's happy to have company.
You know, but my dad was a weird individual as well. And
no. No, because you're fun. You know I'm giving you a hard time, but...
I know. You should meet my kids. It continues. The cycle continues.
Jennifer just said maybe it's drugs being smuggled in the urn and they lost it. Just saying, it has a zip tie.
Funny. I know. Well, I was kind of thinking that too. I was like, are we...
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, as you may very well know, I have a little bit of an obsession with world records.
Yes.
And one day, I would like to own one. Now, I know the obvious thing is, well, why a toy drive? Yeah, We found out it was going to cost us $15,000 to certify Toy Drive as a world record. I won't get into why. And what we thought our time and money was better spent elsewhere.
Sure.
I think we can do this one. We just got to get 500 people, give or take, to show up. A group in Japan set a world record on Sunday for the most people pointing at the sky all at once.
No.
507 people pointed straight up with one finger, held it for 30 seconds. I gotta believe somehow, some way, we could get 500 people for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure we can. It's just that I have so many questions about this.
Like,
how did they think, oh, if we just get 500 people to point to the sky, that hasn't been a world record yet?
This is what I'm saying. See, it's that thing. You'd only set that record because no one ever thought to before. So they went ahead and did it, and then they sent it into Guinness, and Guinness went, yeah, sure.
All right. Listen, okay. I want to kind of make fun of them, but I would never think of something like that. I guess I shouldn't knock them.
Japan also holds at least two more world records for pointing. The most photos of people pointing in the air uploaded to a website in 1 hour. That's ridiculous. And another for the most photos of people pointing in the air uploaded to Facebook in 1 hour. At least one of them had some sort of cultural significance because they were imitating a statue.
Okay.
But literally, couldn't we, like, if we gave away t-shirts, maybe?
Yeah, and everyone just put, what do we need, 505, 507?
510, maybe just, you know, for cushion.
Yeah, we don't have to go too extreme, just one more than Japan.
I'd like to believe that we could go extreme.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is just ridiculous. Here, we need you for 30 seconds. Okay, everybody, go. All right, go home now.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
On the face of it, this story is really crazy, but I also totally get this guy's obsession. There's a gentleman named James Howells. Do you know who that is?
No.
Me neither. Until I read this story, and then I was like, oh, I do know this. He's very well known in the world of crypto, which I know I can't wrap my head around NFTs, crypto, all of that stuff. Like, so you can't hold it. It's not really worth.
Listen, we did a private event for a coin app founder. I probably shouldn't even talk about this. I'm not allowed. Like 2 weeks ago. That money.
Is your life in danger by telling this story?
I know. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Roll this back. But you know what? No, I've never sang again. I'm not even a singer. What?
Well, this guy. Yeah, you know what? We'll skip past that then. Great.
Just keep going.
Yeah, nobody needs to die for your entertainment, people. You know,
if you're listening right money.
Now, if you're listening right now, no one needs to lose their life over you. So your, oh, my drive to work was so great today. But this dude, we can't tell his story. He's the IT engineer in Wales who almost got rich off of Bitcoin. In 2013, he had a hard drive that had 8,000 Bitcoin on it.
Okay.
That's a lot of money, apparently.
Yeah.
He accidentally threw it away. So he had mined the Bitcoin. This is also foreign to me. He had mined the Bitcoin in 2009 when they were worthless.
Okay.
So why he did that, I don't know, but okay. Then he forgot about it. Then he was cleaning out his desk and went, there's another hard drive, whatever. And didn't look to see what was on it and just threw it away.
Ugh.
And then, God. And then crypto blew up.
No. Oh, no.
8,000 Bitcoin today. Just give me a guess how much you think that's worth.
300,000.
Half a billion dollars with a B.
B.
Like Beyonce, B. Half
he
a
threw
billion
away
dollars.
Half a billion dollars.
The hard drive has been buried under a mountain of trash for over a decade. So this is why we're hearing about this now. Mm-hmm. He's suing his city council for $647 million because he says that's how much at its peak that 8,000 Bitcoin was worth. He's been begging them to let him search for that hard drive and they will not let him. He's been begging them for like a decade.
Yeah, he should. He should keep begging.
He's suing again for the full amount. He claims that he's assembled a team that can excavate the site and find the bag that his hard drive is in. He knows roughly where it should be, he thinks. And he thinks it'll cost about $13 million to do it. Obviously, he's reached out to somebody and says, I'm worth almost $647 million, and I'd be willing to give you a cut. So somebody said, sure, I'll finance this thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're willing to take the chance.
Definitely.
He's offered to give the city 10% of the Bitcoin once he finds it. That's $50 million. They're not quite as certain or confident in James as this other dude is. And they're like, we don't think so. They say that digging up that much trash would cause an environmental disaster to the surrounding area. Plus, it could take 3 years of digging and then another year to bury it all again. So,
oh, this sucks.
James says his plan is to use the lawsuit as leverage because he's hoping that they'll finally just give in and let him dig to avoid a long and expensive legal battle, which, boy, this dude better win.
He's got nothing else to lose. He's lost $500 million. I'd fight this to the end.
But he also has nothing to pay with.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So other people, that could turn out very bad. He's going to have his day in court this December, plans to push forward even if he loses. He says he'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. And then they have a stupid picture of him standing next to the landfill with a shovel in his hand, like he's going to be the one going in there and digging it all out with his little shovel. And good for you, bro. You better hide that shovel because they're going to be using it to bury you if you don't come up with that $13 million at the end. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I have been watching a lot of Sopranos reruns.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Huh. It's the more you know before we go. Have you ever heard of a zeptosecond?
Never.
Me neither. It's the smallest unit of time ever measured. A zeptosecond is a trillionth of a billionth of a second. Seems like a lot.
Yeah, just...
I mean, not. It seems like
blink
not a lot,
here.
But like excessive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, do you really need that?
That much detail?
The island of Puerto Rico, originally called San Juan Bautista. And the main city was called Puerto Rico. You're nodding your head. Is this common knowledge?
This is something my grandma and stuff have told me. Yes.
Okay. Are you Puerto Rican? Past, is that what you are?
Puerto Rican and Costa Rican.
I didn't know that.
Double Rican.
See, look how much we're learning today. That's right. That's the trivia question. What do we know about Adrian? Double Rican.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so then do you know the rest of the story?
No.
Eventually, they switched it. And therefore, the island became Puerto Rico, and the main city became San Juan. No one really knows why.
Neither does my grandma, may she rest in peace.
I was going to say, call your grandma right now.
That's really, grandma just didn't care. It's like, whatever. Bananas contain about 450 milligrams of potassium. You know, it's a really good source of potassium. Mm-hmm. About 0.01% of that is radioactive. So if you were able to sit down and eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting, you'd die from radiation poisoning. I think you'd die from something else first. I'm not sure what it would be.
Yeah.
That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us on social at 985KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast, a bunch of content coming in the next few weeks. And you can check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Fresh content every day, by the way, on that. And go back and catch the Jeremy Renner interview. If you'd missed that, I'm so sorry I interrupted.
That's okay. I was just going to say, give me a little follow. MIKALAH Gordon. And then I'll see you tonight at Delilah. A little switch up.
On Wednesday?
Yeah. I know.
What's that all about?
They asked me to come in.
And you said yes. You're
I said,
giver.
I guess I have nothing
you're
else to do.
Yeah, you're a giver.
you need my votes?
You're good like all that. Right. You're generous like that with your time and your talents. And then we'll catch you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.